Today I want to speak about college. I feel like a lot of people think that the college is like the only way to go. And on the other side of the spectrum, there's that guy in high school who was always like, college is a scam, college is X, college is Y, kind of shitting on the idea. You know what? As I've grown older, that guy's kind of right. I'm not gonna lie, like if you have a communications degree, a marketing degree, or something like that, you're basically in the same position you were when you were 18. I have yet to meet a communications major, a marketing major that's like, yeah, I'm doing this job and I needed my degree. Usually it's like, you kind of make connections or X, Y, and Z, but you could have done that without that college degree. I think that a lot of people have this idea that it's the be all end all. And then that leads to something else, which I really don't like, is the kind of stigma behind something else that's useful in society. Do I think 10 plumbers are more useful than 10 marketing majors? Yes. Do I think 10 electricians are more useful than 10 HR people? Yes. I don't know where this like idea that if you work in some office job as an HR person versus you're an electrician, there's any type of stigma behind one and not the other. That's ridiculous to me. You're 100% more useful. I respect a carpenter way more than a fashion major. I'm sorry. Like, most people that are creative, that do something that makes an impact on the world, they don't really talk about how it's like, oh, my college degree, that's it. No, it's like they struggle for years. They suffer. And then after years of suffering and the experiences that they had during that time, they are able to manifest it into something beautiful. Whether it's someone like Virgil or it's someone like Adele or someone like Jay-Z, it's their younger years of struggling, drug dealing, living broke, designing for years. Kanye, a little controversial, but Kanye was making like three beats a day when he was broke as hell. I'm pretty sure college wouldn't have made him any better at making music, strictly making music wise. But people have this idea that like, oh, I said, and this is coming from a guy, I'm a 4.0 student. Like, I just graduated a couple weeks ago, and my degree is, for lack of a better term, useless. I have to go get a master's for it to mean anything. And I'm not shitting on school. I'm just saying this idea of people kind of looking down on the guy that goes straight to the union after high school, it's idiotic. I'm sorry, you sitting there memorizing the I don't know, the strong acids and weak bases versus the guy building houses. Do you really think you're contributing more to society? On a whole, you're not. Yes, the 10% of people that go into PhDs, medical fields or whatever, yes, you guys are doing that. But the rest of you who are like learning these business classes and then like going to work at like H&M after, I'm not shitting on you. I'm just saying like if you're gonna do that, to each their own. But if you look down at a guy that's working for, I don't know, Con Edison, you're an idiot. You're an idiot. That guy's way more useful. He works harder. He's probably smarter, and he's making the more financially sound decision. A lot of people come out of college with their bachelor's, 100 grand in debt, trying to get jobs that pay 50 grand a year. Trying. Or you could go and be an apprentice at a union, make 40 grand a year starting when you're 18, 19. Work your way up to maybe 70 grand a year when you're 21. And now you have a bunch of savings. You probably have enough for a down payment on a house if you convince your parents to kind of let you save up money. And you have a head start compared to that guy that's like, oh yeah, I owe 100,000 for my English degree to University of Wyoming. I don't know, some dumb shit. And it's like, bro, what are you talking about? You just went to college for 4 years for nothing? Like, what? You have to have a plan. And I'm not saying like every 18-year-old needs to know what they're doing, but like this idea, this facade, illusion of college being the be all end all is something I've never agreed with. And I always kind of knew it was a lie. For myself, I've done very well in school and I've gotten scholarships that paid for most of my undergraduate degree. But if I hadn't had that, I wouldn't have gone. And that wouldn't have been a bad decision. It would have been the right one. If at 20 years old, I got a scholarship for around 40 grand they gave to finish undergraduate school. If I hadn't gotten that scholarship, I told myself, because this was right before I got my associates, if I hadn't gotten that scholarship, I told myself I would quit, I would drop out of college if college wasn't free. Because so the way I'm doing it now is I finished undergrad in a year and a half after that, and now I'm waiting for physician assistant school, which will lead me to a decent career, or I hope. But at least it's on the board. Like I can look it up and be like, well, I need that degree to get that job. That job pays XYZ money. But if I hadn't had that, let's say I was going for my master. I'm sorry, I keep picking. I'm not sorry, actually. I'm going to keep picking up communications majors. If I went to go get my master's in communications, and then I was like, oh, well, I could be like a social media marketing. You can do that without a degree, bro. What are you even talking about? And I'm sorry, like, I knew one communications major that was a master's, and I'm not shitting on them. Hey, man, if you go get a communications major and you're making a lot of money, that's fine. But there's a bunch of you that aren't doing that, and I feel like that's a big thing people need to talk about. You know, I knew someone that one of their courses was like social media trends. What the hell are you talking about? You really think that a college professor is going to teach you how to fucking get the algorithm? You have a better chance of doing that looking up on YouTube and watching like a Mr. Beast video. How do I catch the algorithm? And he'll fucking, one of those 15-second shorts, I guarantee you save fucking $900 a credit watching that video for 15 seconds. It's probably more accurate too. Who knows more about catching the algorithm? The college professor at Baruch or the guy with 100 million subscribers, 300 million subscribers, whatever it is. This idea is just, it's almost infuriating. And who I really, I guess, have empathy for is the guy that got out of high school and got a real job. I don't care if he was a garbage man, bro. That's respect. That's hard. It's cold out there. And I feel like a lot of people that haven't had any experience working think that, oh, well, like, they're wasting their time. I'm going to school. No, they're not wasting their time. They're making money. They're contributing to society, and they can build it into something else. If you work, even if you work, let's say you're a garbage man, and you learn to wake up early every morning to go to work, and then after that you hit the gym, and then you're reading on the side, and then after a couple years you invest into a property, and then you start learning different things, and you invest into real estate. By the time you're 23, 24, instead of being 100 grand in debt, hunting down jobs that pay you 40 grand a year, you could have multiple properties and a distinct understanding of real estate, and it would be free effectively. But the thing is, people don't highlight things like that because this is, I don't know if it's like a psyop or something like that, but this idea of just pure college, it's like be worker drone type things. And I'm not one of these guys that are like, oh, like if you go to school, you're a chump or anything like that. I think if you have a plan, if you're like, hey, I want to be a lawyer and I need to get a poli sci degree to go to law school, and then I'm going to be this lawyer and I want to work at that brand or whatever, or the same thing with med school, that kind of trajectory, or you want to dedicate your life to academia and you want to be a scientist making 110 grand a year doing experiments. I have a lot of respect for all of you guys too. I'm talking about the kid who is a communications major, marketing major, fashion major, who looks down on people that don't go to school. You're an idiot. I really need you to know, like, you're not all that. Like, I'm not all that either. I have a 4.0 GPA. You think I walk around thinking like, oh yeah, like that guy working construction, he's wasting his time. I'm like, I have a 4.0. What? Bro, get fucked. Honestly, sometimes I feel like a bitch. I'm like, I was studying Orgo 1, Orgo 2, biochem. I'm studying, you know, peptides, acids, different type of hydrophobic, whatever, all these different terms or whatever. And I drive by a construction place and those guys are building the road. I'm like, damn, those guys are doing something real. I feel like a punk right now, you know? And like, I know it's for a greater goal, so it's fine. But that you do feel you are a little, you're giving up something. You have to realize that too. If you're a guy who's 23 and you know, and you can semi know your way around being handy, either building a shed, helping with plumbing or anything like that, you do have a leg up the guy who, yeah, oh, I know all of the essential amino acids. Hey, bro, put up this shelf. Let me look on YouTube. You are giving that up and you have to be aware. I'm aware of that trade and I'm willing to make it for now. I do kind of want to work on that. But like, it is a little embarrassing being a certain age and not knowing certain things. It is, and you have to work on it. So these people that think that school is all this, all that, and like it makes you above anybody, like I have no sympathy when life kicks you in the teeth and you're 23 and you're like, oh, well, I did everything I was supposed to do. No, you shouldn't have looked down on people. And if you were tricked, man, into kind of getting the, you know, the, I know the advisors are like, you might as well switch to like this communications major because so you can finish your degree on time. You know what? I do have a little bit of sympathy, but if you were 20 years old at the time, brother, you have to look at the chess pieces on the board and see like, well, where do I really want to go? How much is this going to cost? And the most important thing I think people don't realize about school is the opportunity cost of time. You're never going to be 21 again. I'm 23 years old. I'm never going to be 19 again. I'm never going to be 21 again. And that is something that you can have $100,000. You can't buy 1 minute of time back that you wasted. And so you have to think about that. And honestly, most people are just getting drunk at college anyway. If you're there grinding every day and you're like, hey, I want to be the scientist that cures cancer. I want to be the guy that goes to work at Tesla right out of comp sci or engineering school. I completely understand you, and you have my utmost respect. But if you're like, hey, like, I'm partying every weekend, I'm a communications major, I'm a marketing major, I'm this and that major, and you have like a 3.3 GPA and you think you're like something compared to the guy that's building the roads you drive on, I'm sorry, you need a reality check. You either need to get your ass kicked, or you need someone to really sit you down and explain that your degree probably isn't going to be worth shit. You can just look it up. I'm not sitting here, this isn't even my opinion of like, oh, like, your communications degree is worthless. It is literally a piece of, I could write on a fucking piece of paper, I'm good at communicating. It's probably worth as much as your 4-year degree in communications. And I'm a little sorry for you, but for the most part, I feel like there's this sense of blind, like, following. It's this cognitive dissonance from the actual reality of the situation. I don't think it's some big secret that these, like, degrees are useless. I really don't. I feel like if you take 2 seconds to realize it. So when they sit you down in the advisors meeting and they're like, oh yeah, there's so many jobs in communications or marketing right after school, you can just be like, well, what are those? And watch them be like, oh, and they give you the most, they might be fast answers, but they'll be the most vague answers. They'll be like, well, every company has a blah, 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 blah. It's like, okay, but there's like 5 of those jobs. And most of those people make those jobs through connections, not through like, oh, I went to Binghamton for business. You know, maybe Cornell and you meet someone for like, you make connections with some rich guy or whatever. But for the most part, brother, without an MBA, you're fucked. And I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm all knowing or whatever, but I feel like this is basic math. This isn't like some conspiracy theory of like, oh, well, like, you know, if you look at the way the cards are laid out, this is literally like, bro, go on Indeed and put in communications and see what comes up, and then see how much experience they're asking for, and then see if they say master's preferred, and then see how people are happy in their role, and then read the responsibilities and see like, did I really need my degree for that? Bro, like, time is something you can never buy back. You should have this sense of urgency to use your time as well as possible. You know, I'll be honest, my degree falls into that category too. I have a 4.0 in a nutrition degree. Without my master's in nutrition, I can't do shit. I can like maybe be a counselor for women and children, like WIC, and make 40 grand a year, but I've put in 4 years of school. Like, that's not that good, bro. You could make more money being a waiter. You can. And it's, you know, and I'm a guy, so I probably can't even do that. They probably wouldn't put me, like, you know, most women get hired as in nutrition, especially as WIC counselors. Other than that, I could probably be a nutrition edge. I remember one time my professor, he was trying to make the case for a bachelor's degree in nutrition. And he was like, you want to make money? I want you guys to make money after you graduate. I want you guys to make money. He was a nice guy, but this guy literally stood up there in the middle of the Bronx. So in the middle of New York City, one of the most expensive places in the world. And this guy said, hey, I want you guys to make money after you graduate. You know, if you go in with the right attitude, this and that, you can maybe make 23, 24 an hour. Bro, you could make that without the degree. So you're basically telling me I wasted my entire time. Oh, but you're happy you're doing... No. Rent is due, bro. I need 45 an hour, bro, if I'm going to spend that much time on something. Or at least make it a stepping stone for something else. If I had just... So I graduated a couple weeks ago. If I had just done only my degree, first of all, I probably would have finished a little sooner. But second of all, I would be fucked. I would be like, well, I could go get my master's in nutrition and maybe make 70 grand a year, 75 grand a year in a few years. After spending even more time. But what I did was I took a bunch of more science courses than I needed, and I got my I got my application ready for PA school. And I'm not even saying that that's like so above everything else. I'm just saying it was somewhat of a plan. You know what I mean? If you have somewhat of a plan, man, I respect it. I don't care if you want to go be like a ultrasound technologist or a surgical tech or a business, I don't know, something like, I only know healthcare, but like, you know what I mean, those kind of role player kind of things after college, that's fine. But like, have that plan, bro. Go be an LPN. Go be go open your own business. Do something, bro. Have a plan, bro, because I've been talking to people in their early to mid 20s and no one knows what they're doing. It's like this unspoken secret. Everyone's like, oh yeah, I graduated a couple years. And then you ask them what they're up to, and they're like, oh yeah, I work here. And it's like, okay, but what do you want to do? And they're like, oh, I've never thought of that. And it's like, bro, like, what do you mean you've never thought of it? Like, I'm not saying you have to consume your every thought, but bro, like, time is ticking, bro. And I remember one time I sat, this is actually pretty funny. I sat in a room with three communications majors. This is probably why I don't like communications majors. And I was fucking up at the time. I was like 20. I was failing out of community college just before I kind of made a switch and like locked in or whatever. And I was sitting there and I was just starting to get back on track. Like I had a couple A's and a B's, I think, the semester before. And I told myself, because I left community college after this year, I told myself I was only going to get A's from there on out. I was sitting there and I was like, well, these guys are almost done with college. They were like a semester before being done. And I was sitting there and I asked everyone what they were going to do after graduation, because I wanted to know. Like, my plan was PA school, even this was maybe 3 years ago. My plan was PA school, and I knew it was going to take me a long time because of my GPA or whatever, but like, I knew it was what I wanted to do. So I kind of was looking for some bit of guidance from people and some people that knew what track they were on. And I thought I was the only one at 20 who had no idea what I was doing and how was kind of lost. No, that wasn't the case. I asked everybody what they were doing, and everyone gave me different answers, and they were all crap. And I know different tastes for different people, but one of them was like, I'm gonna travel. I asked you about your future, and you work at like H&M. Why are you talking about going to Turkey and some like Ibiza when you make 19 and 18 an hour, and you aren't talking about a job, or the source of income, or how you're gonna fund this? And I was like, okay. I talked to someone else. Master's in communication. Why? I don't know what else to do. It wasn't, I want to get my MS in here because this program's pretty good. And, I kind of want to transition that into making some connections into this, and that. Had no idea why she wanted to be a communications major. A communications, master's in communications. Third guy, ask him. Same thing, master's in communications. He had a little bit of more solid, it's crazy. He had the most solid response. He was kind of like, he kind of said like a little bit of that. Like he was like, yeah, I'll dabble in this, I'll dabble in that. He dropped out of his master's in communications. I think he like, I don't know if his fucking cerebral, his frontal lobe developed during fucking master. He dropped out and didn't tell his parents. Dropped out. And I have nothing against those people, man. I really don't. I hope they're all like millionaires right now and I'm like sitting here just ranting. But my point is like, I thought I was the only one that was like, well, I don't know what to do. No, you're not the only one, bro. But you have to take responsibility. You have to be like, well, what am I going to do about this? How is this going to affect my life? Why am I looking down on people that are making significantly more money than me, aren't in debt, and are set up for the future in every way, in every metric, better than I am? And why has this been the message that's always been portrayed to me? Back when in the 80s and 70s, when you went to college, you were somewhat gifted. You had a plan and you were kind of the pride of the family. But nowadays, the inflation in degrees and just the lack of value that comes behind that education is utterly ridiculous. It's out of proportion. It's almost manipulative when you think about it. I'm going to sound like a conspiracy theorist here. But like, if you sit down an 18-year-old person and you're like, hey, you can get this degree in gender studies for $200,000, whatever, with like dorm and all that shit. And they're like, oh, I don't know, I'm not sure. And then everyone's pressuring you, like, if you don't go to college, you're a fuck up. If you go to community college and save a lot of money, you're like still kind of, you're less of a fuck up, but you're still a fuck up. If you go to the union, you're a piece of shit. Like, literally, that's kind of like the message out there. You should be putting respect on those people's names, in my opinion. But, and you get. And you get saddled with that debt, and then you come out, and all you can do is make 45 grand a year, maybe capping it at 70 grand a year, for some of these redundant majors. You're stuck in this debt cycle that you're never going to get out of, and it makes me think like you're just forever profiting because from to the government basically, and to the people that are making these loans out, and then you add in the predatory loans. How are private loans getting like, indicted or whatever for all these like, oh, this is an unfair interest rate. But bro, like, why do 18-year-olds only have that much borrowing power when it comes to something as redundant as, a useless degree? I understand the idea of making access to education important, but I really do think that you should have to present a business plan almost the same way. Like, bro, if you want a $10,000 loan from a bank and you're 19, you're fucked. You could make the best presentation. You could make like this plan. You could have this experience from when you're 15, whatever. You're probably not going to get that loan, but you're telling me that when you're, I'm that third wood major, I'm going to go in undecided as a major. And then they're like, no, but you can borrow $50,000 a year for the next 4 years. I don't understand how that's not predatory. I don't understand how, like, there's not rules. You should be able to say, like, I am not sure of what I want to do, and then they shouldn't give you the money. I'm sorry. If you go undecided as a major, brother, you shouldn't be able to borrow more than 10 grand a year. You shouldn't. Like, you should go to community college as undecided. Why the fuck are you going? Why are you going away, bro? Like, for undecided. What are you talking about, bro? Like, I don't know. Anyway, that's the rant of the day. You know, let me know what you guys think, if you guys agree. Shout out to the blue collar guys. Shout out to the blue collar guys. Really respect you guys getting up early. It's cold as fuck outside. I've worked outside. It sucks. I've done school. It sucks too, but not nearly as bad. Working is a lot harder than school. Okay, that's the last point. Working is a lot harder than school. Yeah, maybe if you work at fucking Target or CVS and you're a cashier, well, maybe school's a little bit harder. Motherfucker, go outside. I've worked outside. Go outside and work all day and then be like, oh, fuck, like, maybe I should. That shit will have you thinking, how do I get rich? Like, in a real, you'll work outside a week and you're like, how do I make $1 million by next month so I don't have to work this job? So shout out to you guys. You know, you guys make the world go round. This video is intended for entertainment and satirical purposes only. The content shared in this video represents personal opinions and humors and is not meant to be taken as professional advice or guidance. This channel and its creators are not affiliated with any professional or educational institution. Viewer discretion is advised, and any resemblance to real events or persons is purely coincidental.